Attention,
British Brainwashing Program, reluctantly present Vivian Stansel's Radio Flashes.
Hello, enfant.
I'm still not sure about this, Tambino.
This is Vivian Stansel here of Radio and Biscuit fame, and these are my Radio Flashes. It's a serious program for very, very serious listeners. Maurice Woodlouse is in the chair, and we've tried everything, but we can't get it. It's a piece of my mother's. I don't know what we're going. The emphasis will be on sobriety, stoicism, industrial unrest, and humor. On the show this week, Jerry Attrick and his aging orchestra. There'll be a serious political comment from underground commentator, self-styled Führer Mick Warren.
At first, I saw in the revolution a chance for a tremendous outburst of revenge, an orgy greater than all my dreams.
And Nanky Poo Shaggis and his Hawaiian surgeons. The body of James Dean. And exciting new group, Rough Tongue.
Oh, baby, I got a real rough tongue.
But to kick the show off with a start or an ignition key, here's Ronnie and the Daytonas with Little GTO. You and me met him down in Los Angeles on her last tour, one of them, like, she actually varnishes her own.
Little GTO, you really looking fine. Three deuces and a four speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now, listen to her whine. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Yes, you. Bet you haven't noticed many elephants around Broadcasting House just lately, have you? Why is that? Okay, I'll let you in on it. We had the whole place sprayed not so long ago with new Repelephant. Repelephant, the aerosol answer to today's pachyderm problem. Repelephant was developed by the same thoughtful people who brought you Rhino, the revolutionary rhinoceros repellent. It was pretty popular with the royal family as well. Just spray a little Repelephant on your legs or exposed areas first thing in the morning. It's good to have a routine. That way you won't forget. Let it dry and you're ready to go. Better digestion, more confidence and vigor, and new Repellent is fragrant too, so next time you're out and feel threatened, just stand downwind and watch those big gray chaps pack their trunks. Keep a can handy at all times. Repellent. You like it? It likes you.
A good idea. And you have to be pretty thick-skinned not to get something out of your jukebox mama. That's the next track from Link Ray. Okay, studio, Link Ray. Cue, cuttlefish. Stand by, squids. Male porpoises, positions, please. Cue, albatross. Link Ray. We're going to talk to Johnny Wardrow, but we seem to have lost contact with our outside broadcasting team in the car, so let's pop down now to the Speak Loudly But Coarsely Club for a word with Johnny's personal publicist, Lee Perrins. Over to you, Lee. Hello, Brian. Long time, eh? Wife all right? Kids? Oh, I forgot. Yeah, well, keep trying. Can I have a drink? Good. I'll have a last gin and tonic. You know about that moon landing? What a stunt. Must have cost the company a small luncheon. My boy Johnny. Johnny, you asking about? Not asking about. I'm going to tell you anyway. Johnny Wardrow. 9.5 stone of sheer investment. Solid, too. The talent he's got is hanging around the office all the time. Lovely. Heard that album yet? Have you heard the album? Van Ruddy-tastic. Oh. Well, it's called the Nightmare Lindsay Baker's Hump. I don't know, something like that. Some spacey, you know. What a vision. Sincerity? Oh, you could write a book about it. Hello, Don, all right? Wife up, kinder, yeah? Good. I'll see you in a moment. I got rid of this, you know? Now, the album. I was telling you about the album. A few more plugs on Rodent Records, you know. Right word here and there, a few drinks, major TV. Hey, I'm in mind of suiting, son. Stan Webb is always vomiting.
One, two.
Hello, hello, boy.
Hello, we're going to do some... one, two. Go a bit more top on a bass.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, great, too.
We're going to do some some stuff from the album, Journey.
Oh, yeah, the album. No, tell me about the album. It's a Rodent Records. What's it, HLB something or other? I don't know. Very far out, anyway. I think you know you're going to like it. It's going to go woof, right to the top of the major TV, the right word here and there, a few drinks, a few plugs, you know what I mean? And Johnny eats a lot of Indian food. He's always meditating and he loves children. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Success hasn't changed him at all. It's changed me, though. You'll have another one. That's fine. He says, you know, if he gets in a top spot, he's going to buy his grandma a bungalow. She's already had about 30 aprons. I said, no. Hold on, wait, I said, but no. He's so headstrong, you know, right in there. Now, he's against seal hunting. Make a note of that. And rabbit teasing, too. Favourite group of Beatles. Well, it used to be the Beatles. These days, he likes long-haired rhinos. He doesn't like to wear too much makeup because it makes him look so common, doesn't it? You know what I mean? He's very thoughtful, that one. Oh, hold on. No, hold on, Bron. I've seen someone more important. Just, yeah, I'll be with you in a minute. Thanks, Lee. Well, we've made contact. You'll be glad to hear at the festival, so let's get straight across there now.
Hello, Harry Krishner. Peace, love. Here at the Chortleton 3rd Annual Rock and Booze Open Air Free Festival of Love, it's a... Wow, it's a real fine sunny afternoon and the crowd is estimated at a sort of conservative 300,000 beautiful kids and wow, some really fine music being put out, so let's go straight to the beer tent behind the artist paddock. Sorry, excuse me, could you get by? Important, yeah. BBC, right. My word, it's really packed in here. And what a star-studded event, it's just, it's really marvellous. Over there I can see a posture of pop people in velvet trousers and... Yeah, there's a Hare Krishna band, I never know which one's Harry. Hello, shalom. Nearer to the bar is an argue of ancients, cheerfully splitting commissions. Just a wee bit in front of them, in the shallow mud, a personal menagerie of managers noisily ordering drinks and stretchers for the journalists. They're milling about in the sawdust. Oh, it seems like everybody's here. The Stones arrived by helicopter earlier on. I haven't seen them yet. Marmalade should turn up in time for the jam session. Matt Munro's in a gas balloon somewhere over the site. Keith Moon, they say, has started tunnelling back from New York and was reported last night under the Irish Sea. And Engelbert Humperdinck's being catapulted in from his £130,000 council flat in Esher, Surrey. They've constructed a special runway for him for his splashdown tonight. It's expected that if he lands on his head, he'll probably slide quite a long way. There's the man I'm looking for, Johnny Wardrobe. He's talking to Keith Altham.
Johnny, after the completely unjustifiable success of your single, Pavement Oysters, and the inevitable follow-up album, you've plunged straight back into the studios to cut a second album. Do you have anything to say this time, or is it sheer greed?
Nice one, Keith, yeah. Yeah.
What's the album called? Has it got a title yet?
Right, yeah, it's called 27 Centipede, wait a minute, I've got it on the back of my fag plate here, yeah, mate. Oh, yeah. 21st Century Plastic Injection Moulded Man, right on, be free. All about machines, not me.
What, washing machines? Tractors?
No, man, people. The people. See, it's like what we're doing to ourselves, transplants, swapping hearts and such like. I mean, there's this geezer what does it, Dr. Bernardo. I've heard he's got a big place in the country where he experiments on kids. That's wrong, isn't it? I mean, see, you're wearing glasses. Well, that makes you almost an android in my book.
I notice you're wearing bongos through the lobes of your ears.
Yeah, that's my eardrums, man. Call it the Pluto look. All right, eh?
Well, it looks very painful. I mean, your ears are nearly down to your shoulders.
Yeah, getting really good now, Keith.
But what's the point?
Well, see, I can take the drum out and sort of like stretch this right over me. It keeps me nice and tidy out my eyes, like. And then, something like down a speak, I like put a couple of screws in the bar, hook on, and I can't fall over.
Sort of a personal hang-up you have.
Eh? Oh, nice one, Keith. Yeah, right.
What's it got to do with the music?
Well, I can put on this one and I'll get sort of drone note. And then this one's like the melody here, see?
You play by ear, of course.
Well, no, I write down a chord. Oh, yeah, nice one, Keith. Right, yeah.
This might be a good point to hear some music while you're getting your head together.
Yeah.
Thank you. complete power tool.
From Neil Innes' album, 9 to 5 Pollution Blues. Now, Johnny, you're saying that unless there's a kind of natural revolution, we'll all be machines. How do you work that out?
Well, I don't think people are sus what's happening. Now, see, look, now here's what I reckon. Could easily happen. A couple of years, give it, right? Now, well, I say it, Carnaby Street becomes a row of surgeries. Can you dig that? Mick Jagger decides he's going in for the Quasimodo. Look, bit of plastic here and there. Boom, done, isn't it? Marsha Hunt owns up, gets herself the Giraffe Neck Women of East Africa job. Don't laugh, Keith, no. See, and Tom Jones, he grows a gorse bush on his chest. Don't laugh, man, they can do it. Get back, go on home.
Well, I think I'll get back to the bar before Richard Green drinks it dry.
I've read he's had surgery so he can drink while he sleeps. Don't laugh, Chip. It's true. Listen, I've read... that when the top of President Nixon's head directly corresponds with Stonehenge, and it's like in complete juxtaposition to the sonar.
Things have gone wrong with my love song. I'm not serenading tonight. In my place there's somebody new. doing the things that I ought to do. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. Will he kiss her under the nose, or underneath the archway where the sweet William grows? If he's French and gets too free, I hope a bulldog bites him in the place it bit me. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. Will he kiss her under the nose, or underneath the archway where the sweet William grows? I will bet 10 to 1 there's not a thing that he can do that I haven't done. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. Will he kiss her under the nose, or underneath the porchway where the sweet William grows? May he fall, feel her rank, and stagger home with half the trellis work round his neck. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. When she empties out her old geranium pot, I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl.
A knockout ukulele solo and a downright filthy song from the inimitable George Formby there, Alan Randall Tries. That was called I Wonder Who's Under Her Balcony Now, and I wonder how he got away with it all those years ago. You know, all music is just noises, but noises are not necessarily musical, as Bruce Reason, our motoring enthusiast, found out on the road.
Hello, motorists. Bruce Reason here at the wheel of my famous Reasonobile. I got out of hospital a couple of days ago, and apart from a bit of... I get that now and then. It's called a three-point turn, but I'm all right now. And we're approaching a built-up area, and I wonder if we can do anything about it. Yes, there's a zebra crossing about 500 yards ahead, and there's a couple of old chaps trying to cross. Just leave them to me.
Get out of my way. I'm extremely important.
Took the shine off their boots. A lot of people ask me what sort of horns I've got on the Reason-O-Beal. Well, there's one for every occasion. I've got... and... plus... not forgetting... then for that special occasion... any ladies about and I just... or indeed... and a bit of a laugh, this one. Fine. Well, almost an orchestra, eh? And just to give you some idea of what they all sound like together, I've arranged for a few chums to meet me on the motorway for a concert. Should be there in a couple of revs and... Yes, we're getting close now. I can see that most of the bodies on the grass verges are wearing cavalry twills and cravats. They certainly look like my chaps. It's a most exciting concept, this one. Lots of the chaps out there chewing up and going to take place at upwards of 110 miles per hour.
Attention, please. Keep it on, chaps. Okay. Here we go. Last one has a sissy.
The first item on the program is a modern piece for 20th sports cars, three head-on collisions and assorted skids, plus, of course, the ambulance chorus. They're ready for the off.
That was Donny Hathaway, who sung, arranged, and played electric piano on The Ghetto. He tried rat juggling at the same time, but it didn't seem to work out somehow. Donny seems to be rather neglected in this country. I'd have thought it was excellent disco material. Perhaps he smells. Now it's cereal time. Well, chap needs a bit of roughage. Part of likeable, cheeky Cockney Lemmy is played by likeable, cheeky Cockney Keith Moon. Cockney, what are you talking about, Cockney? Well, I mean, see, Cockney, that's like born in the sight of bow legs, isn't it? British brainwashing controller presents Colonel Knut and Lemmy in Breath from the Pit. Episode 3, Lemmy Makes a Boom. Last week we gasped when Colonel Knut, still minus his magic trousers, was grabbed by Crab, the Scorpion's personal gorilla, and dragged to the games room. Meanwhile, Lemmy has hired a gorilla suit of a well-known proprietary brand and is even now crouched in the bushes outside the house with 10 strong men. Now hear this.
So I think you're getting the feeling back into your limbs now,
Colonel? Ha! And we toss the coin.
Heads.
I know, it's side the industry's battered.
Tails! Da!
For your service, my incontinent. You unspeakable swine. At least you might have the decency to remove this revolting sticky tape.
Very well. Crab! Crab!
Sorry, master. I was just eating a hedgehog. I'll get it off.
Oh, goodness for that. Now let the play begin.
Love one, Colonel Knut.
Love one? I'd love one chance to get my hands on those trousers. He's taken them off for the game and left them over the back of a chair. One distraction and they're mine. Meanwhile, outside in the grounds, Lemmy has decided on a course of action. Yes, action, the all-purpose liquid for acne, paint stripping and constipation sufferers anywhere, anytime. He begins to scale the walls. Guts, then, removing the bones, stuffs for the puree of slug.
I'll climb up this trellis. Right, here we are. Now, if I can just lash myself to the trellis with my tail, I'll have both hands free and I can still see in. Half a mo, they. Gorillas don't have tails. They flog me a blinking monkey. Just wait till I get back to the shop. Now then, what's going on inside? Strike me pink. There's the governor in his unmentionables, playing ping-pong with some weird-looking geezer. I'd better get mum. If he sees me like this, it could well put him off his stroke. Yeah, go on, governor. Give him the old corkscrew.
And love to.
I'd love to ram your socks down your smirking sardonic cake hole, though I don't fancy taking him off much. The blighter's got a club foot. Don't suppose he washes it much. I'll let him have the old corkscrew. Ha!
A clever stroke, Colonel Knut. 1-2.
1-2, 1-2, testing.
Silence, Crab.
I too know something of spins. Try this one, Colonel Knut, in your gutter language. It is called the bizarre one. By all that's filthy, over the net, off the wall, 3 spins, under the table, onto my side, and... oh, bottom, 2-2, deuce. Deuce, mein lieber trouserless Colonel Knut, deuce, ha 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 ha. Deuce, eh? No, I'd rather have cornflakes. An active chap needs a bit of roughage, and since I started, I've been as regular as clockwork. Dein last service, Colonel Knut. Right, I'll get the ball. Great guns! There's one of your blasted apes watching us from the window. It's waving and winking at me. You unspeakable scoundrel! I knew we weren't alone! My apologies, Colonel Knut. The beast has no business here. Allow me to punish him.
Blimey, Governor!
Does this mean curtains for Lemmy? Has the scorpion finally done for our clean-cut Cockney chum? Where are the 10 strong men? Who is the Belcher of Britain? How am I going to finish this rubbish next week? They'll all have to die. Yes, die! Stop. Know all, hear all, find out in next week's final episode, Welks.
Dinner was served for 3 at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. A vampire named Perkins was so very fond of small gherkins, while she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. The scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Things in Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
Yeah, I like that. Dinner with Drac, John Zachary. I like violence and that. I'm very violent. Very, very violent. People call me Viv the Shiv. I wonder what's in the hate polls this week. I hate polls. Checks, hate them all. Let's see, number one, pucks. Nah, don't last week. Raz, nah, that's been boring. Eskimo. Eskimos, yeah. Eskimo, that's right. Little ones that I can beat up. Yeah. Pygmy Eskimos with red hair, don't like them either. That's what's done it. That's what's done the National Health men over here having their teeth done.
Keith Moon invests in boozers, but Vince Vacant invests in investments.
I talk Swedish.
What are the stars wearing? How do they spend their money? How do they get rid of it? Well, these are questions that we're going to be putting to Vince Vacant in a few moments. And down here in the Wrinkled Retainer Club, ooh, it's very exciting.
Hello, Brian.
See all sorts of very famous people around the place. That groovy noise you can hear in the background, those sounds is Tap 69. How did Vince Vacant manage to spend nearly £18 million in one afternoon on clothes?
It's easy.
How did you? Well, for example,
it's easy.
These are facts no thinking person can afford to be in ignorance of. You bought 79 pairs of stainless steel overpants from Mr. Pig.
Yeah.
And what did that cost you?
That was, well, no, the roadie bought it.
Then a white you're wearing that, aren't you? A white gabardine boiler suit from Outback Dunny. That was £731.
£88.
Yeah. Boutique style, what does that mean?
It was sort of rubbery, you know, like
in rubber, silk, and tomato ketchup and diamonds.
Yeah.
From.
Well, it's modern poo.
Modern poo.
Modern poo, yeah.
Oh, only 3,000.
Yeah.
It's lovely, round your neck. That's,
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
Pure chiffon, yeah.
Yeah.
A pure chiffon.
The old bootlace
with matching contact lenses. And
yeah.
That was from O'Ducky of Carnarvon Street. 800 And yes, I like those.
Oh, yeah. See what I was saying.
That's a trouser styled lace peekaboo straight jacket.
Do you want to see the back?
Underwater by trained turtles from the Galapagos Islands. That was from. Must be joking, Carnarvon Street.
I can't remember.
£5,072.
Yeah. No, what do you think of this then? Look, see the old
it's non shrink. Well, that's good. Yeah, it's just drip dry.
Yeah, wash it yourself,
Latex foam
Yorkshire sombrero
yeah.
with concealed musical box and surprise cocktail cabinet. Yeah, look, can we hear the musical box?
Yeah, can I take this? Look.
Isn't that too much?
It's really nice.
That was from Hung, Drawn and Fleeced.
Really nice.
Again of Carnarvon Street.
Yeah.
Only 900 guineas.
Yeah, nice.
Well, thanks, Vince. Nice. Really time out.
We have a bottle of Matus afterwards, shall we? And some scamp in the basket.
Hi. Gary Squirrelberger reporting from a long time ago. Never before in the history of motion pictures, so much, so soon. Yes, you'll thrill as 500 imported virgins strangle moles underwater without snorkels. The valley was fertile. Then the Phoenicians came and went. And their hearts were barren. First the game disappeared. Then the loincloths.
Silence, you scum! It is decreed by His Great Majesty, the Emperor of Kakar Kachong, that on this day, all men of 240 moons or more, and having one leg shorter than the other, shall present themselves in the courtyard of Sneers, in order that the king's daughter, the beautiful Fatima, shall choose for herself a husband. So what? Have that man mutilated. It is further decreed that I, as birthmaster of the nation of Kakar Kachang, shall take it upon myself, well, why not, in the absence of the man, to examine the stomachs of the women from the inside. Silence! It is the law. May you drown in filth. So be it.
Look over there, Lucius. Here comes the Princess Fatima now. Oh, and she's looking as well as a can of baked beans.
You are filled with desire for her, new Algio. But you are a fool. Even a blind man could see that she would spit on you. I would give 10,000 sesterces for such a woman. But you've only 2,000, Neuralgio. Perhaps part exchange could be arranged, old friend. Oh, her breasts are like hunting dogs straining at the leash. Why, Praxiteles' chisel would quiver at such a neck.
Her glance could make a mountain river squirm uphill and flee.
You're right. I must have her. I must.
Let us repair to the inn and seek out Wood Ruffius, the soothsayer. Perhaps he can help.
Why, here we are in the inn.
More wine, you waddling toad.
There's the old goat now. Wake up, old man. There are things I must know.
This stripling lad needs know. Will the Princess Fatima come across or no?
Yeah. The bones. What do the bones say?
They say...
Strange. Birds writhing in flight. Many tongues. Wrong. The prince. If he were here, long dead. Oh, Prong, you were strong and long, oh, Prong. Cruel, proud, red-veined as marble. Ice-cold thruster of the cleft. Fierce flesh ferret. Oh, Prong, we pray for your return. But you're a long time coming. More than this, I cannot say.
Down, nostril. I am the beauteous Fatima. All day long, I comb my hair. I like to keep myself looking nice in case a young prince should appear.
Meanwhile, in a humble stable not far from the city.
Well, I don't care what you say. I'm still going to have a blood test. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, isn't he cute?
He's okay.
Joe? What are we going to call him?
How about Justin or Bernard?
I was thinking about Tarquin.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Joe, I like that.
Our little boy is 4 years old and quite a little man, so we spell out the words we don't want him to understand, like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me.
Tammy Wynette bringing tears to the corners of our legs with D-I-V-O-R-C-E, divorce, and what misery, how we cause each other pain. One must be strong to survive, very strong,
very, very strong.
So here's Gregory Petrels and his lovely assistant to tell you how to get into shape.
Breathe in and bend and hold and flex. Say no to alcohol, no to sex. Breathe out, stand up, say to yourself, cheerio, chilblains, hello, health. And two, and three, and hold that tummy. And four, and five, and stretch. That's nice.
Hello, fatties.
Six, and well, seven, and reach.
You shouldn't be quite so fat now. I mean, if you've been following the series, Gregory Petrels here in the gym working it out on the bag. Take that. My word, I'm getting strong. Now let's see what the full-length mirror has to say about all this lot. Reflective surface on the wall. He's got the biggest, strongest...
You have, Greg.
Hello, Jean.
Hello, Greg.
Have a good workout, Jean.
What have you been developing, Greg?
Well, feel this, Jean.
Ooh, that's really hard, Greg.
Yeah, and they're not slimy like a lot of people think. You know, the listeners at home have no idea what we're talking about, Jean.
Shall we let them in on it, Greg?
Yeah, okie dokie. I've got nothing to hide thanks to exercise, celibacy and the proper diet.
We're talking about and admiring Greg's remarkable serratus magnus muscles.
Here they are, Jean. On either side of my deep chest. Hard-working little rascals, aren't they?
We'd like to show you how you can get yours into tip-top condition. Right, Up on the table, Greg.
Cool. Okey-doke, Jean. Cool.
Phew. That toad in the hole at lunchtime didn't do as much good, eh?
I'll start the music.
Right.
Now lift those legs high over your head.
What, all of them, Jean?
Yes, of course, Greg. And pull your chest up.
Right.
And over your chin. Got that?
Yeah.
Right, bend the right ear forward to form an equilateral triangle with the navel.
Perfect.
And pretend to cycle.
Here we go.
Now put your right hand under your left foot.
Ooh.
Now for the tricky bit. Grasping the back of your neck with the right hand.
Ooh.
Right? Got that? Now pull it round.
All the way. Ooh. My word, I can't wait to pick up something heavy. Now, phew. I was assisted in that little experience by Miss Christine Bowler, and she's in the studio now. Say hello, Chris.
Hello.
You said that really nicely, Chris. Very nicely, Christine. And now it's time for some games. Hello, we've got some lovely girls here.
What's your name, love?
Celia.
Celia, that's lovely. Where'd you come from? I'm surrounded by lovely. What's your name, love? What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny, have you any requests at all? Is there anything you'd like to hear at all? No? No? Oh, we can't have that anyway. Well, look, this thing, what we're going to do, we're going to play some games now, and this week's subject is sport. So let's have a big hand, a big woo! Lovely sport, lovely.
Belcher of Britain, 1971.
Sorry.
1958.
How dare you belch in front of my wife?
I'm sorry, lad, I didn't realise it was her turn.
One sport we haven't touched on is belching. Yes, belching, and what an exciting moment it was when the British team took on all comers after three plates of cabbage and a chicken vindaloo at the World Festival of Wind in 1958.
Most of the country must have been listening that night as Raymond Glendenning described the 15th and last round.
Coming up the last minute now, this 15-round contest has gone all the way so far. Robinson, rather tired, hanging on. Using his gloves, but there's nothing of the killer about him at the moment. It's Robinson's head. Sacks on its shoulders. Well, whatever happens, the English boy's made a grandstand finish.
100 guineas on the Englishman, you Saxon dogs.
Here comes the ladies, and the first one's a Dutch girl. She's looking very confident. What's she like? Over to you, Bob.
She'd won many trophies, but never the Queen Elizabeth II Cup. And as Henry Riddle said, her target on Mr. Pollard was
a clear round in 38 and 4/5 seconds. She comes to the treble, parallel poles, the reversed oxer, the yellow wall. She's over that, and now she's cut this side of the flag post to do it fast. She takes the water.
It's a goodie. She's a big girl. Has she had any children? Back to Bob Squint behind the belching post.
And Fanny Blankers Coon, a Dutch mother of two children, set up a record that still holds good today.
She's been disqualified, and now to the men's team, and the British champion is approaching the belching post, and he's grasping it with two hands that look as though they could splinter it.
The man with the checkered flag getting ready, the photographer's kneeling down, vantage points, to shoot him as he comes in. You'll see it in all the papers tomorrow, the picture.
What do you think, Gene in Cologne?
Well, I don't know who's lucky in this game, I really don't. Both sides have had plenty of chances, they both should have won the game conclusively, and they haven't. So perhaps the draw is fair at the moment. Through Fenton, through to Taylor, dribbling right in. Past his man, 2 yards out, squares it. Hit it, Simon, yes, it's there. It's there.
Good Lord. Is it a record? Can they clinch it? I can smell it from here, and all over the stands they're putting the umbrellas up. This is a wonderful moment. And here comes the score. Duration, 10 seconds. And 14.09 decibels above the threshold of pain. It's a record! Well, what a beauty. What a beauty. That's blown some hats off. But can the Belcher of Britain hold his own against the gigantic German? Here he comes. Perhaps the worst is yet to come. What do you think, Dan?
The sort of thing every schoolboy dreams about. The spectators were beginning to move towards the exits when
Deutschland.
What extraordinary Gluck, Gunter Vomit there, the enormous Hun with a tremendous burp for the Vaterland. I think that's got the English team looking a little worried about that one.
Monday, Tuesday, no success. Wednesday, little success. Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoon. Oh, well, this is too short. Did it happen? God, it happened. What?
John Bull.
He's got it! Yes, he's got it! The Englishman's got it! Ha ha ha! The Englishman takes it away, and my word, there'll be a few sour krauts leaving the stadium tonight. Delight there by Paul McCartney from Ram, and all you groovers and poovers, rhinos and no-nos, and why not out there in magical world of sound and mind. We're gonna take off. It's the end of our show. We gotta go because you know the time is right. It's been out of sight, just being with you. I'll be seeing you, cock. Yes, goodbye from your gibbering jackass, good old laughing, ha ha ha, Jackie Jabberwock.
Deep under the earth, the endless labyrinthine corridors of Brainwashing House, and a lonely figure wild-eyed, exhausted, endlessly seeking the way out.
Riley, how the hell did you get out of this place? Wish I left a long bit of string now, paper trail or something. I'm asking here.
And he dreamed that on the mirror surface, strong packs of eels described the ancient parables of the deep in black, rhythmic, Arabian scripts.
What a maze. What's in here? Oh, news. They should know.
Identified the trousers as those worn by the alleged criminal. Scotland. A recent plague of giant shrews is believed to have caused what you...
Sorry. Hello, what's in here?
Is it smooth and red, or knobby and beige with an overcoat of a muddy hue? And how's the stomach? Is it firm and steady, or somewhat warm, or a little wobbly and a trifle windy?
Good grief, surgery. I'm sick of this. What's this door? Oh. Motion pictures.
Cut! Cut! Okay, hold it, Benny. Listen, baby. The guy's all screwed up, right? He's anguished, like moody. Now, give it. Let's try it again. Okay, roll him.
What a load of... self-indulgence. Blimey, if I don't get out of here quick, I'll probably bump into the blasted Minotaur. Or get a series. Or meet white woman. Or worms.